where it is because you want to make it clear for yourself. But then you can get to a point where it's like, okay, well, that's just like hitting the four on Nardis. You know, hitting the pickup on Nardis is just like a piece of cake. You know? So why don't we do it together, and then I can help you guys out with a little bit of counter for the A section. Let's see how we do. So one, two, three.
Thank you. only just recently started doing stuff for up till the Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Every song Jonathan would be like directing everything.
Yeah.
So after Porch Fest, I think he was like, all right, you guys are kind of.
Yeah.
So that's good that you're not
doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we're new to that too. It's only been like what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's I can talk about that for a bit. I feel like they talk too much though. Yeah, it's that's definitely something that takes a little while to get used to. It's useful to do though, because it's, you know, if you were in a gig situation, usually they don't decide solo orders. It depends sometimes, like some stuff I've done as a leader, I have decided solo order, but it's because it's like there's like sections and stuff. But if you're like playing standards, you know, at like a bar gig or something, or like a club, usually it's just like kind of whoever goes first. So it's like usually just kind of like somebody has to do it. So if like somebody's, you know, if it's the last thing you want is that kind of dead space where it's like who's soloing. So if you feel like that dead space is coming on, just go for it. And then, you know, the other people, even if somebody will go into it, they'll usually back off. Like it's happened before on gigs for me. Like two people will go at once and then one person backs off. So sometimes it is that negotiation, but it's better that two people go for it at the same time and one of them decides not to do it than it is for nobody to decide to do it. And then kind of come in that dead space. But sometimes that can be nice too. It's like sometimes people wait to come in. And they come in like two bars in here. Because they kind of want to. But that's, if the thing is what's important is it's that there's a tension. It's not that nobody wants to do it. It's that somebody, feel somebody's like, okay, well, they're going to do this, you know, maybe their first statement is to not tell them. The other thing, endings are tricky, too, because sometimes it's like, that takes a while, too, to get together, like, I'm still, like, and even then, when you think you get it together, you don't really get it together. So endings, it's like, I mean, obviously you have your common practice where it's like, you tag it, so like, you play it like 3 times, it's like, this one is pretty common to tag the last 4 bars, right? The other stuff is sometimes people plug in their endings, or like if it's a ballad, you know, you kind of do like a flourish at the end or something. You know, and that's kind of something, it depends really. It depends on the tune. Like a lot of standards kind of have a common practice ending, like certain, like blues tunes tend to work well doing a tag, or something like garbage tends to work well doing a tag, whereas ballads is like easier to kind of like, you know, you play the last day and then you kind of like some people like have their kind of like the stock endings, like I mentioned, like the flat tube endings are pretty common ending. Other endings, I'm not sure I can tell you the sound, but again, I'm not as harmonically savvy as some people. So I don't know like all the kind of common practice endings necessarily. I mean, you also got like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but that's almost a joke at this point. Yeah, but that's something too, it's like, it's the more you play with people, kind of figure out, it's like, oh, okay, well, this tune, we'd like to do this ending, or it's like, you know, it's like, when in doubt, kind of tag it, I find it's a pretty reliable thing. Most times, common practice, a pretty common practice to tag things. But then sometimes there's some tunes, it's like, you can do a band or something, it's like, it depends. Sometimes you just have to say, oh, we're going to do this. Another thing where it's just you kind of have to take initiative on it. And then it's if somebody takes initiative, usually people are pretty to follow it. Whereas if nobody takes initiative, then that's when it gets dicey. Again, it's the same sort of principle. It's just like, you know, if you feel like, oh, this is going somewhere where nobody's going to decide to do it, it's better to do something and then kind of make things a little weird than it is to do nothing. So that's just kind of the thing. And it's like, but that's like, it's weird because it's like, you kind of have to build that confidence and be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this, you know, because it's definitely, it's the kind of, you know, it's everybody's kind of, you know, one of the things about playing instrument, you're like, well, I don't want to mess up. But it's better to do something than to do nothing, because when nobody does anything, then the whole thing suffers, rather than if it's like, you might kind of do something that's a little to kind of like get this around it so that that like becomes something cool and interesting. Whereas to do something, I guess the long story short, the point that I'm trying to make is to do something is better than you know, even if it kind of is the fear that you don't want to mess things up, it's better than kind of take initiative. Yeah, so you guys want to play another tune?
Either Wednesday or Maiden Voyage would be fine.
What was the suggestion?
Oh, Wednesday or Maiden Voyage?
Either one.
By the way, so we did Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we played it much slower.
Yeah. Oh, I
and
played it.
And I don't know if you thought yet, I don't think you saw, Jonathan was like.
No, I didn't see
jumping
it.
Up and down, like, no. I think he actually vocalized. No.
No, I was just doing it to the record, so it's like, good that, good that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He was freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what version you guys do. I was following that trilogy version. Do you ever hear that trio version of it?
I don't know. It's
I have that.
Yeah, that's a great record, man. That's a record we're checking out.
What record is that?
Kenny Garrett Trilogy.
Trilogy?
Yes, Brian Blake, and I just sound so burned on it. Brian Blake's one of my favorite drummers.
Is he the drummer in that tune?
Yeah. It might be, depends on what version you listen to, because I think there's another version of it where it's like Chris Daddy Dave or something. The one where it's like the kind of moral, it's like ding, 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 you know, that kind of. But kind of honestly reminds me of kind of like Billy Higgins kind of feel. What's that kind of like? Yeah, so let's do that.